Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're gonna really get into something that I think you probably use every day, but don't even think about: injection molding. And specifically, the different clamping methods that are involved.
It's really a fascinating world. I mean, you would not believe the amount of engineering that goes into something like a simple plastic bottle or a smartphone case.
And we've got a stack of sources here to really get into this:
Yeah.
articles and research papers, even some insider info to really understand how these clamping methods work and why they even matter.
Well, the interesting thing is that each method has its own strengths and weaknesses. And choosing the right one is absolutely crucial for making good products efficiently.
Okay, so let's dive in.
Okay.
Our sources mention five main methods: hydraulic, hydraulic mechanical, mechanical direct pressure, and center clamping.
Right.
We won't be covering center clamping today, though.
Yeah.
Our materials just didn't have much on that.
Okay.
But let's start with what's probably the most well-known method: hydraulic clamping.
Okay.
This one seems to be all about raw power, especially for large parts.
Yeah.
But how does it actually work?
Well, the clue's in the name. Hydraulic clamping uses a system of hydraulic cylinders and pressurized oil, kind of like the braking system in your car, but on a much larger scale.
So imagine like a network of powerful pistons just pushing these two halves of the mold together.
Yeah.
But it's not just brute force,
Like,
right?
no,
There's got
no.
to be more to it.
Exactly. Hydraulic clamping also offers a very high degree of control, so you can adjust the pressure and the speed of the clamping, which is crucial when you're dealing with different types of plastics and mold designs.
That makes sense. You wouldn't want to crush a delicate mold with the same force as like a heavy-duty car part.
Exactly. And that adjustability is also key for something called cycle time.
Cycle time.
Yeah, which is the total time it takes to complete one molding cycle,
Okay.
from closing the mold to ejecting the finished part.
So the faster the cycle time, the more product you can make.
Exactly.
Why is hydraulic clamping so good at this?
Because it allows for fine-tuning of the clamping and unclamping speed. For example, if you have a really thin-walled product, you need to inject the plastic quickly to avoid it solidifying too soon.
Oh, so I'm guessing a really quick clamp is essential to prevent the mold from springing open under all that pressure.
Exactly. And plus, with hydraulic clamping, you can program different pressure profiles throughout the cycle. So you might apply really high pressure initially to ensure a tight seal, then reduce the pressure during injection to protect the mold, and then ramp it back up for cooling and solidification.
So it's like this choreographed dance of pressure changes to create the perfect part.
Yeah, a great way to put it. And this level of control is what makes hydraulic clamping so versatile. It's used for everything from large appliances and car parts to smaller, more intricate components.
But our sources do mention that this method has some challenges, especially with energy consumption.
Yeah, that's true. Hydraulic systems can be very energy intensive.
Especially when you're talking about large-scale industrial
Yeah,
applications.
for sure.
And they also require a lot of maintenance to keep those pumps and valves working, right?
Okay.
So it sounds like there's a trade-off between power,
Yes.
control, and efficiency with this method.
Exactly. And that's where our next method comes in: hydraulic mechanical clamping.
Okay, this sounds interesting.
Yeah.
What's the thinking behind combining those two approaches?
Well, as we discussed, pure hydraulic clamping is great for generating high force and precise control, but those hydraulic pumps and valves can consume a lot of energy, and all that moving fluid can lead to a lot of wear and tear.
So the idea is to leverage the power of hydraulics for that initial clamping action, but then bring in mechanical components to maintain that force.
Precisely. Think of it like this: the hydraulics provide the initial burst of power to close the mold quickly and firmly. Then a system of mechanical toggles or levers locks the mold in place, holding it securely with minimal additional energy.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense. It's like using a hydraulic jack to lift a car, and then you put those sturdy supports underneath to keep it elevated.
Exactly. And this hybrid approach brings some significant advantages.
Like what?
Well, first, it reduces the overall energy consumption compared to a purely hydraulic system.
That's got to be good for both the environment and the bottom line.
Absolutely. Plus, with fewer moving parts in the hydraulic system, you generally have less wear and tear, which translates into lower maintenance costs and less downtime.
And from what I'm seeing here, hydraulic mechanical clamping is really popular for high volume production of medium to large size products.
That's right. It's a sweet spot where you need speed and efficiency without sacrificing clamping force or control.
So things like plastic containers,
Yes.
pallets, even some automotive components.
For sure.
Okay, so we've got the powerful hydraulic clamping, we've got the efficient hydraulic mechanical method.
Right.
But what about those applications where precision is more important than raw power?
Yeah.
That's where mechanical clamping enters the picture, right?
You got it. Mechanical clamping is all about simplicity, consistency, and precise control, making it ideal for smaller, more intricate parts, where even the slightest variation can be a deal breaker.
So instead of hydraulic cylinders or complex mechanisms, we're talking about good old-fashioned levers and linkages, like something you'd find in a really nice toolbox.
Exactly. It's a testament to the power of simple, well-engineered mechanics. Imagine a system of precisely machined toggles that amplify force, kind of like a nutcracker,
Oh, okay.
but designed to clamp a mold with incredible
And
accuracy.
because it's purely mechanical, there's no need to worry about like fluctuations in hydraulic pressure or complex electronic controls.
Right, it's inherently reliable and consistent, delivering the same clamping force cycle after cycle. This is especially critical when you're molding tiny components where even a fraction of a millimeter can impact functionality.
So I'm picturing things like the intricate gears inside a watch, or maybe like those delicate connectors on a circuit board,
Yeah.
or even medical devices with those tiny intricate parts.
You're right on the money. And the beauty of mechanical clamping is that it achieves this level of precision without breaking the bank.
Okay.
It's generally more cost-effective to operate than hydraulic or hydraulic mechanical systems.
Especially when you consider the lower energy and maintenance.
Absolutely.
Okay, so mechanical clamping seems like the obvious choice for small, high-precision parts, but what about when you need to go even further
Yeah.
into like extreme precision?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. We're moving into the territory of direct pressure clamping,
Ooh,
a
eh?
method that takes precision to a whole new level.
All right, I'm all ears.
Yeah.
How does this method differ from the others?
With direct pressure clamping, you're essentially eliminating any intermediary steps. Instead of using hydraulics or mechanical linkages to transfer force, the clamping force is applied directly to the mold, typically using a linear drive system.
So imagine like a powerful motor that's driving a really precise ram that pushes directly against the mold halves,
Exactly.
ensuring that perfectly even pressure distribution.
Exactly. And this eliminates any potential for inconsistencies that might be introduced by hydraulic fluctuations or mechanical play in the linkage system.
That makes sense. It's like the difference between using a hammer to drive a nail
Yeah.
versus using a precision press.
That's a great analogy. And this level of control is essential when you're molding incredibly delicate components where even the slightest warp or misalignment can make the part unusable.
So we're talking about things like optical lenses, microchips, sensors,
Precisely.
those tiny high-tech components that are in like every modern device.
Yeah. Direct pressure clamping is really pushing the boundaries of what's possible in injection molding, allowing manufacturers to create parts with incredible dimensional accuracy.
And our sources also mentioned another advantage of this method, its adaptability
Yeah.
to frequent mold changes.
That's right. Because the clamping mechanism is relatively simple and self-contained, it's much easier to swap out molds.
Compared to those more complex hydraulic or mechanical systems.
Exactly.
So if a manufacturer is producing a variety of small, high-precision parts,
Yeah.
direct pressure clamping offers both the accuracy and the flexibility they need.
Exactly. It's a game changer for industries where speed, precision, and adaptability are paramount.
This has been incredibly insightful. We've already covered so much ground
We have.
exploring hydraulic, mechanical, and direct pressure clamping. But our deep dive isn't over yet. We'll be back soon to explore some more fascinating aspects of these methods and how they really shape the world around us.
I'm excited for that. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're continuing to explore these injection molding clamping methods, and I'm really excited to get even deeper into the nuances of these systems.
Yeah, me too. We left off talking about direct pressure clamping and how incredibly precise it is, especially for those tiny high-tech components. But I'm curious, are there any limitations to this method? Our sources hinted that it might not be suitable for every application.
That's a great question. While direct pressure clamping really excels in precision and adaptability, it's not necessarily the powerhouse that some of the other methods are. Remember, it relies on a linear drive system to apply the force directly to the mold.
Right, like that super precise ram pushing the mold halves together.
Exactly. And while that's fantastic for that even pressure distribution and dimensional accuracy, it might not be the best choice for those really large or complex parts that require immense clamping force.
So if you're molding something like a car dashboard or a large appliance housing, you might need a different approach.
Precisely in those cases, you might turn back to hydraulic clamping, our first contender, which is known for its raw power and ability to handle those heavy-duty applications.
Okay.
It's all about selecting the right tool for the job.
That makes sense. But earlier we talked about how hydraulic clamping can be pretty energy intensive,
yeah,
especially for large-scale molding operations.
That's true. And that's why it's so important to consider the trade-offs, you know, between power, precision, and efficiency when you're choosing a clamping method.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you need to compromise in one area to gain an advantage in another.
So if a manufacturer wants to reduce their energy consumption, but they don't want to sacrifice clamping force, is there a middle ground?
There is, and that's where hydraulic mechanical clamping comes in.
Okay.
It's kind of the best of both worlds in a lot of ways, combining that initial power of hydraulics with the efficiency and stability of mechanical components.
I remember we compared it to using a hydraulic jack to lift a car and then putting supports underneath to hold it up. You get that quick power from the hydraulics and then the sustained force from the mechanics.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And this combination is particularly well suited for those medium to large size products that need a balance of speed efficiency and clamping force.
Our sources mentioned plastic containers, pallets, and even some automotive parts as good examples.
Right. And in those applications, you're often looking for consistent cycle times and minimal downtime. Remember, cycle time is crucial in injection molding because it directly impacts production output.
So the faster and more reliable the clamping mechanism,
yeah,
the more products they can make.
Exactly. And with hydraulic mechanical clamping, you get that quick hydraulic closure followed by the stable sustained force of the mechanical components, which helps maintain those consistent cycle times and reduce the risk of any mold separation or part defects.
Okay, that makes sense. But the speaking of consistency and precision, I want to circle back to mechanical clamping.
Yeah.
It seems like this method really shines when you're talking about those small, intricate parts.
Absolutely.
Where even the slightest variation can be a problem.
Mechanical clamping is all about simplicity, reliability, and that unwavering precision that's so crucial for those tiny components.
And I'm guessing that its purely mechanical nature plays a big part in that consistency. There's,
yeah,
no need to worry about fluctuations in pressure or those complex controls.
You're right on the money. It's a testament to the power of good, well-engineered mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Those levers and toggles are designed to deliver a very specific clamping force. And they do it consistently, cycle after cycle.
Our sources mentioned that comparison to a nutcracker amplifying force through a simple but effective mechanism.
Yeah, that's a great way to visualize it. And because it's so reliable, mechanical clamping is often the preferred choice for high volume production of those small, intricate parts where consistency is paramount.
So we're talking about things like those tiny gears inside a watch,
right,
the connectors on a circuit board, or even those intricate components of medical devices.
Exactly. And in those applications, you just can't afford to have any inconsistencies in the clamping force.
Yeah.
It has to be precise and repeatable every single time.
And from like an economic standpoint, mechanical clamping seems like a really good option.
Absolutely. It's generally more cost effective to operate than hydraulic or hydraulic mechanical,
right,
systems. Remember, fewer moving parts means less wear and tear, lower energy consumption, and reduced maintenance costs.
That's a winning combination for any manufacturer.
Precisely. And those are just some of the reasons why mechanical clamping continues to be a real workhorse in industries where miniaturization and precision are so important.
Okay, so we've revisited our four contenders: hydraulic, hydraulic mechanical, mechanical, and direct pressure. It's incredible how each method brings something unique to the table.
Yeah.
Catering to a wide range of products and production demands.
It really highlights the ingenuity of engineers and their ability to adapt and refine these systems to meet the ever-evolving needs of manufacturing.
And speaking of evolution, I'm curious to explore what the future holds for these clamping methods. Are there any emerging trends or innovations that our listeners should know about?
That's a great question, and one that we'll definitely delve into as we continue our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll be back soon to uncover some of the cutting-edge advancements that are shaping the future of injection molding.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've been exploring this world of injection molding clamping methods.
Yeah.
And I'm already starting to see all these plastic products in a whole new light.
It is amazing how much engineering goes into something we use every day.
It really is. We've covered hydraulic clamping.
Yeah.
The efficiency of hydraulic mechanical, precision of mechanical clamping.
Right.
But before we wrap up, I really want to hear more about those cutting edge advancements that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Those innovations that are really shaping the future of injection molding.
Well, one area that's seeing a lot of development is in smart clamping systems.
Smart clamping.
Yeah, imagine a clamping system that can monitor and adjust its own parameters
Okay.
in real time based on feedback from sensors embedded in the mold.
So it's like having a built-in quality control expert that's
Yeah.
constantly making sure everything's running smoothly.
Right. These smart systems can detect variations in temperature pressure or even the viscosity of the plastic and adjust the clamping force accordingly to prevent any defects.
So that would really reduce waste and improve production.
It absolutely can. And these smart systems are becoming more sophisticated. They're incorporating machine learning algorithms that can analyze data from previous cycles and predict potential issues.
So it's like having a crystal ball for injection molding.
That's a great way to put it. This level of intelligence and automation is really transforming the industry.
That's so cool. But what about the environmental impact of injection molding?
Right.
Are there any innovations that can reduce energy or use sustainable materials?
Absolutely. Sustainability is a major focus, and there's a lot of innovation happening in this area. For example, some manufacturers are exploring the use of bio-based plastics.
Bio-based plastics.
Yeah, which are derived from renewable resources like cornstarch or sugarcane.
So instead of relying on petroleum-based plastics, they're using plant-based alternatives.
Exactly. It's a
Rad.
huge step towards reducing our reliance on fossil fuels.
That's incredible. And are these bio-based plastics comparable to traditional plastics?
They're becoming increasingly competitive in terms of performance and cost.
We're also seeing biodegradable plastics that can break down naturally. So
Right.
it seems like the future of injection molding is not just about making things faster,
Yeah.
but also about sustainability.
Absolutely. And it's not just the materials. We're also seeing innovations in the process itself, like the development of energy-efficient heating and cooling system.
So it's really a holistic approach, minimizing the environmental impact.
Precisely. And this focus on sustainability is only going to grow as consumers want more eco-friendly products and manufacturers try to reduce their footprint.
It's inspiring to see how much effort is being put into making injection molding more environmentally
It
friendly.
really is a testament to human creativity and our ability to find solutions.
Well, there you have it, deep divers. We've
Yeah.
taken a deep dive into injection molding clamping methods, exploring everything from the basics of hydraulics and mechanics to the cutting-edge innovations that are shaking the future of this industry.
It's been an exciting journey. I hope our listeners have gained a new appreciation for the complexity and ingenuity behind these everyday plastic products we use.
A huge thanks to you for joining us on this deep dive. We encourage you to keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those deep questions about the world around us.